Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Last week, I went to a book fair, and I met a lot of people from a lot of different places, all of whom were making, in some fashion, books. I learned about letterpress printing and risograph printing, which one is cheaper and which one is better, and which one people enjoy most. Everyone seemed to enjoy what they enjoyed, and both were cheap for whatever they wanted to do. I will tell you about one group of people I met today, and next time I'll talk about some other people. I met, I can't pronounce their name, Cho or Chu. I think it's Cho, Ji Young, and Ji Won, two sisters from Seoul, Korea. They make notebooks, and nice-size notebooks, A5 or bigger, but the main thing they did with that is they made silkscreen and did some of their own silkscreening. Plus, they sewed the notebook up by themselves after folding very thick paper. Hold on a second. Open, the notebook is slightly larger than A4. So closed, it's slightly larger than A5. Plus, the paper is rough. It's thick and rough. And then they had an end paper that also has some silk screening on it. Most of the pages are squares or lines, and sometimes there's a picture, for example, a small boy, young boy, or a young girl. So a lot of places to write, and a lot of lines to write, and stuff like that. All silk screened by the two sisters, who can be found, of course, on Instagram as at mark 1choo and at mark 0choo on Instagram. I bought the book. I thought it was interesting. I thought the silk screening and the size was interesting, but the paper itself was also very good. I enjoyed it. That is our first person that I'm going to talk about on the book fair. Next week, somebody else. Perhaps the Italian gentleman who makes recycled books. Here comes your drama. Please listen. Please enjoy.
Usually, I don't travel very much because I'm busy here and I need all my stuff here. My press, my cutters, and all these other things. And I don't know if I should travel. I think traveling is good, but I want to relax when I travel. Teidorigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, I need some help. I'm sitting over here in my office, or my studio, or my apartment, whatever you want to call it, and I cannot figure out how to get the paper from here to there without tearing it, and it's kind of important that I don't want to tear it. Can you help me?
Sure. Can you send it over and...
No. I can't send it over. It has to be done here, because I don't want to move it. See, that's the whole thing.
Well, I don't really travel, but, where are you?
Venice?
Venice, California? That's not too far. I can drive to Venice very easily.
No.
You want me to go to Italy?
Yeah, but it's not really just paper. It's kind of important paper. It's like in a book, and I don't want to tear it. And when I change the... Like, if I change the page, turn the page, do something with the page, I might tear it, and I really don't want to tear it, because it's kind of valuable.
And why can't you turn it?
It's kind of stuck to the page underneath of it. As a matter of fact, a whole bunch of pages are stuck together, and I kind of want to be able to turn the pages and let people see it.
It's in Venice. Okay, let me think. It's going to cost a lot of money.
I can pay.
It's going to take a lot of time.
I can wait. It's an old book.
And how old is the book?
I'm not sure exactly how old it is, but Johannes Gutenberg printed it.
I'll be there as soon as I can.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I think you'll enjoy the food here, too.
Yeah, food. That's the important part. See you later. Sometimes travel is just unavoidable. And in this case, it's going to be great.